We're going to hand over the headset microphone to the head coach, who will join me. And I liked your game tonight. I thought you guys were really good through the first 30 minutes. What was the turning point? Was it just taking that double minor and giving up the power play goal that seemed to give them some juice for them?
I mean, that didn't help.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just kind of looking at the score. The chances were fairly close, although the shot clock wasn't in the first. But they were coming. I mean, they have three, four really deep lines, and they were still creating stuff, right? So you try and hope you can slow them down a little bit in the neutral zone, especially in the second period, because it's a long change, and they need to take the double minor, so it's a long change for the PK. And that kind of gave them life. I didn't like our response after the first goal. I thought we got on our heels a bit. But we tightened that up. But overall, man, we worked. Man, the guys had a full effort tonight.
The beauty of having you and the bench right below me is I think I heard you say, don't get down on yourselves. There's lots of hockey game left to go.
Yeah, I mean, it was true. We were definitely leaking, especially in the second, but, you know, we're really short-staffed, and guys are getting fatigued. We've traveled so much in the last week, right? Guys are getting tired, and so that's what kind of happens when you get a little fatigued. Then there's some structural mental mistakes, and you're playing a pretty high-powered team, so that ends up in your net.
You ended up, though, with a really good goaltending performance from Ethan Chadwick, who gave you every opportunity to stay in this hockey game tonight.
For sure. We had a puncher's chance tonight. I mean, minute left on the road in Winnipeg after playing the night before with being so banged up right now. That's a puncher's chance. I'll take that. We're going to head home and evaluate and see if we can clean some areas up, but I'm not disappointed at all. I'm still really proud of the guys.
I was going to say, I think there's a pride factor for you in the way your group battled to the very end, as it turned out.
For sure. For sure. Very proud of that. I mean, we can still take learning lessons and, you know, tighten up things structurally and get ready for them because we play them again. So there's still things, but overall, still really proud of the guys. They battled tonight. They worked.
I think you're starting to see a guy like Jake Chiasson starting to find his way with your team. And, yeah, he bobbles the puck at center ice, and that's unfortunate at the end. But being in the right spots, it seems, offensively in the offensive zone is starting to come to him for you.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't had a lot of practices, right, because we've been so busy. So a lot of that is just mental reps and video and individual video and team teaching and stuff like that. And everyone learns Blade's way, our way of doing business at different rates, and he's coming along nicely. He's a really intelligent kid. So,
and then the other guy, of course, I want to talk about is Tanner Molendijk, who played 27 minutes last night. You really felt missing him for the brief time he was out when he hurt his left leg in the second period. It seemed like that's when they scored their goals, when he wasn't available to you.
I mean, he's a high-end player.
Yeah.
I don't really need to expand on that even. I mean, he's a high-end player, and we rely on him a lot. Even though he's 17, it's impressive what he can do.
He just seems to like the ice time, though. That's the thing that impresses me. His F-skating is so effortless that it just doesn't seem to bother him. It doesn't seem to fatigue him.
And some players are like that. When you are so smooth on your feet, you actually, it just feels like you can play more minutes. And guys that skate heavy, like me, for example, I can last about 20 seconds out there. So it does, your stride efficiency does impact your ice time and how long you can go.
All right. Coach, thanks for this. Look forward to playing these guys again on Saturday.
Thanks, Les.
Head coach Brendan Sonny of the Saskatoon.